This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 638, How to Write Cold Emails That Get Opened, by Margot Aaron of ThatSeemsImportant.com. And hi again, I'm Dan, I'm your host and narrator here. Welcome back if you're a regular listener, or welcome for the first time if you're just discovering this show. This is where I read to you from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship, and I do that every single day, including weekends and holidays. So let's get right to it now as we start optimizing your life. How to Write Cold Emails That Get Opened, by Margot Aaron of ThatSeemsImportant.com. The latest bro marketing trend, which you'll recognize from your spam folder, is offering business owners a chance to be featured in a bogus media outlet for the low price of $2,500. That pitch isn't the problem. It's not my cup of tea, but I'm willing to bet there is a market for paying for accolades that aren't earned. Plus, most accolades are a racket anyway. Here's looking at you, Allure magazine. The problem is the approach, which is apparently to do this. A. Pretend you recently emailed me. B. Become defensive about my non-response. And C. Act entitled to my time and attention. Bros, if you are here, please explain this strategic approach. Who in the history of humanity has responded positively to being accused of a crime they didn't commit, for an opportunity they are not interested in a manner that is defensive and passive-aggressive? I can see the guilt angle may be working, but it's a long shot for a cold email. Guilt is more effective if you already have a relationship, or you're peddling a cause. I'm unconvinced it's an effective strategy for follow-through. Prove me wrong, though. Send me your numbers. Does anyone have numbers on this? The thing about email spammers historically is they were good at what they did. This is lazy. Worse, it produces reactance in the reader. Reactance is why when you tell a teenager she can't wear that outfit, she now wants to wear that outfit. You might be familiar with this as the motivation behind anti-maskers. You can't tell me what to do. Same thing. If you make me feel like this isn't my choice, then F you. That's basically reactance. It literally causes the opposite intended reaction, which is why I'm so confused by the defensive presumptuousness that's popping into my inbox with staggering consistency. Let's take a look at some examples. Quote, requesting you to please go through the below invitation email regards to 30 most inspiring leaders to watch 2021 and let me know your thoughts for moving forward. End quote. Bro, I don't know you, and now you're giving me an assignment to review your deck and give you feedback? No. That's problem one. Problem two is it's inconsistent. If you're reaching out to inspiring leaders, it's weird to presume they have time and desire to review their own media placements. Problem three is it's inappropriately familiar. Again, I don't know you. The phrase moving forward is presumptuous and arrogant, and that's the part that causes reactance. Quote, I'm not sure whether you have received my previous email or not, which I have sent you from my corporate ID name at fakecompany.com. So I am resending you this exciting proposal once again from my Gmail ID to ensure that this email hits your inbox and you will not miss this excellent opportunity. End quote. A full paragraph accusing me of missing your email, which I did not. But if I did and didn't respond, how does this approach help? Sincerely, how? The most expensive real estate in copy is your headline, followed by your opener. This is squandering it with excuses and more presumptuousness. To assume I will find this opportunity to spend $3,000 with you exciting and excellent is illogical. Please send me an email confirmation with your participation, and we will go ahead with further procedures like paperwork, editorials, and designing. I am sure you will agree, as this is an excellent branding exercise for your company. Barf. We do not agree. I cannot emphasize this enough. I don't know you. This opportunity is not exciting, and you asking me to do work and give you money on your first email further reinforces why I would never do business with you. Smart marketers know better than this. Cold emails are unavoidable in life. I've written hundreds, and here's the secret sauce to writing ones that get opened and replied to. Get ready, it'll blow your head open. There is a human being on the other side of the exchange. Not a corporation, not a checkbook, not a robot. A person. Spend 5 minutes asking yourself what the person on the other end of the exchange wants. What is their day like? How can you be helpful? You want to get your emails opened? Here's what you need to know. It's not about you. Effective copy is other-centric. These emails are me-centric. If you want to write better, raise more money, get more cold emails opened, sell more, and get noticed, internalize this one thing. It's not about you. It's about the person you seek to serve. What do they want? What do they need to hear? Start there. You just listened to the post titled, How to Write Cold Emails That Get Opened by Margot Aaron of ThatSeemsImportant.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks to Margot, and you can come by ThatSeemsImportant.com to read a lot more from her and check out her bookstore. It's got some great ones on there if you're looking for ideas. Margot Aaron is a proud graduate of Emory University in Georgia. She got her BA there and then went to Columbia University for her MA, as well as Alt-MBA, where she earned the prestigious Walker Award. She began her career as a psychological researcher for a prestigious mental health clinic, then accidentally ended up in marketing. And today, well, she's co-host of the internet talk show Hillary and Margot Yell at Websites. She's also a regular contributor to Inc. and a founder of the most popular internet newsletter you've never heard of. Again, you can find her at ThatSeemsImportant.com. But that should do it for today. I hope you are having a great one, and I'll be back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.